This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On his first day as president, Donald Trump unwound or broke standards for health care and human health developed over decades. Trump signed an executive order directing the United States to exit the World Health Organization. Withdrawing from the WHO impacts global health security, increasing risks for all nations, and weakening collective efforts to fight infection. The president also signed an order withdrawing the United States from the Paris Climate Accord, an agreement under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. 3 days later, Democratic billionaire Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, announced that his foundation would fund 22% of what the United States previously provided to the UN Climate Change Agency. President Trump severely limited the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services by ordering that federal health agencies, including the National Institute of Health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, stop all external communications, including health advisories, weekly scientific reports, updates to websites, and social media posts. So outbreaks of influenza A, which is sweeping the nation, along with RSV and other respiratory illnesses, will go unreported. There's an outbreak of tuberculosis in Kentucky that was reported as a public health emergency before the national health institutions were forced to go quiet. And there are increasing cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from avian flu, an illness which has jumped the animal-human boundary. NIH grant funding review panels are canceled, which essentially halts funding for scientific research from the NIH. The CDC last reported that overall respiratory illness is high across the United States as of January 24th. COVID levels are moderate nationally, but influenza levels and emergency room visits are very high. J.P. Weiland, a biomedical research group, says that there are 375,000 new COVID infections daily in America, and that 1 in 89 people is currently infected with COVID, with higher levels seen in the Midwest. Many people are sick with the flu now, and the majority of emergency department visits are due to influenza A. President Trump also instituted a ban on travel, which affects scientists' ability to present their work and to learn from others. The NIH Clinical Center can no longer recruit patients into clinical trials because of canceled meetings and silencing information on clinical trials. The week of the inauguration, for the first time in 60 years, the CDC did not publish its weekly Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, including three updates on the H5N1 avian flu outbreak. On January 17th, in the last days of President Biden's administration, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services granted $590 million to Moderna to speed the creation of mRNA vaccines targeting pandemic flu threats like H5N1. The funds would help Moderna develop an H5N1 avian flu vaccine tailored to the strains found in cattle and poultry. With Trump's freeze on federal funds, the grant now is in question. The City of Bozeman Transportation and Engineering Department has started an odd and even on-street parking pilot program for snow plowing on the south side of town. If the pilot program works well for the remainder of this winter season, Bozeman may implement the program citywide next winter. For residents living on the south side of Main Street, the schedule is to park cars on the first and third Tuesdays of each month and on the side of the street with odd house numbers. Then on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, vehicles should be parked on the side of the street with even house numbers. The schedule will allow snow plows, road graders, and other snow removal equipment to better access and clear public streets during weeks of heavy snowfall. A map of the city's plowing schedule is online at bozeman.net with an updated interactive map of current plowing conditions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.